Good morning, this is Nigel, and you're tuned in to CNBC TV18 podcast. While we wake up to positive global cues coming in from the United States, on the back of the best gains seen in retail sales numbers since September 2017, so that's why, in fact, you have the US markets ending with a gain of around 100 points on the Dow. Economic data is looking stronger than expected, which is a positive, but on the back of that, you have the dollar index as well that went to the highest levels we have seen in the last 2.5 weeks. But from the globe, the big trigger that's coming in is that Brent crude prices has now moved to nearly $73 per barrel. That's the highest levels we've seen in the last 5 months odd, and that's on the back of sanctions coming in from the United States on Venezuela as well as on Iran. Coming back to our own markets though, on Thursday, the Nifty snapped a 4-session winning streak, post hitting record high levels. The FIs though, they continue to be bullish in our markets, both in the cash market as well as in the F&O market. Now in the cash market, they net bought more than 1,000 crores, while the DIIs net sold 340 crores odd. While in the F&O market, the FIIs added longs aggressively on the index futures, and they continue to remain net long on the index. Today, 20% of the Nifty will react to its numbers that have come in the last couple of days. So we'll keep an eye out on both HDFC Bank as well as Reliance Industries. Well, in terms of levels on the Nifty, the bears will try to defend the recent high of around 11,850-odd, while key support comes in at around 11,550 to around 11,600. We have seen the bulls come in multiple times at these levels to buy into the index, so that should be a bit of a support. Now, both HDFC Bank and Reliance Industries have more than 10% weightage each on the Nifty, and that's what will swing the Nifty today. Remember, Reliance Industries ended with strong gains, while HDFC Bank ended lower in Thursday's session. For Reliance Industries, there was some weakness seen both in the petchem business as well as in the refining business. UBS says, though, transfer of debt to InvIT is a positive. Hence, they reiterate a buy rating with a target price of around 1,500 rupees per share. HDFC Bank delivered a cracking set of numbers with both the profit as well as the NII better than estimates. Now, loan growth of around 25% was the best in the past 5 quarters, and NIMS at around 4.4% was the best in the last 7 quarters. In terms of numbers today, we'll keep an eye out on AU Small Finance as well as Goa Carbon. Both of them come out with their set of numbers. Besides earnings then, GVK Palm, they have offered to sell 49% stake in its airport arm, GVK Airport Holdings, to Sovereign Wealth Funds, Abu Dhabi Investment Authority, and the NIIF. So keep an eye out on GVK because this will help their deleveraging plans. Syngene will have a board meeting on 24th of April, and they'll be considering proposal for bonus issue of shares, so keep an eye out on that stock. While KPIT Technologies, the engineering business led by Kishore Patil, will be listing today. The stock is expected to list at around 100 to around 110 rupees per share. Well, this is Nigel signing off, wishing you a good Monday and a fabulous week ahead.